This is Wade Rathke, and you're listening to Wade's World, a Voice of the People program. Welcome to the east side of town so that we can talk about how the other half lives and what life is like living here in Wade's World, whether that's the east side of Little Rock, Greenville, or New Orleans, or on Acorn Radio in Nairobi, Bengaluru, Bristol, or Bombay. Points east and west where we are either rebroadcast or live streamed at kabf.org, wamf.org, or acornradio.org. A podcast will be available of the show on those websites and at www.chieforganizer.org. You know the story on Wade's World. We talk to the most interesting people in the world, and today we're talking to Lila Galois, who's an organizer for Alliance Citoyenne in Grenoble. And this is a very interesting subject. We're going to talk about something called a burkini. Adrienne Roux is also helping me translate from French to English. Welcome, Adrienne and Lila.
Yes.
Hey.
So glad to have you.
Hello, everyone.
So, Lila, tell me how y'all got involved in this burkini action.
Salut, je m'appelle Léa, je travaille à Grenoble en tant qu'organisatrice et en fait j'ai rencontré plusieurs femmes musulmanes qui portent le hijab et qui m'ont raconté beaucoup de discrimination qu'elles subissaient chaque jour.
Hello everyone, my name is Léa Galois, I'm from Grenoble, France, and I'm an organizer with Acorn in France, and I've met, while organizing the neighborhood, I've met many Muslim women who wear the veil, and who start to share with me the many stories, many situations where they are prevented to access some job or preventing to accept some sport equipment because of their veil.
So this is discrimination we're talking about, isn't it?
Ouais, c'est ça. En fait, il faut comprendre qu'en France, chaque espace, il y a beaucoup d'espaces qui leur sont refusés, et donc ne serait-ce que aller à la piscine, elles peuvent pas. Trouver un travail, elles peuvent pas. Et en fait, elles ont décidé de se mettre ensemble pour justement essayer de faire changer les choses et de faire changer les lois injustes qui, en France, les empêchent d'aller se baigner, par exemple.
Yeah. We have to know that in France, there's this context that behind there are some kind of anti-religion law that makes very difficult for Muslim women. For example, going to a swimming pool where they could go with an appropriate swimming suit, it's forbidden. Or many jobs are denied for them because of their veil. So that's why they decided to organize and they launch local groups to try to make some change about it.
So this is both a cultural and a political issue, isn't it?
C'est culturel et politique. Comme problème.
Exactement. Quand on parle du culturel, il faut imaginer que là, cette année, au mois de février, il y a une grande marque de sport qui a décidé de commercialiser un hijab pour le running, donc un hijab qui permet d'aller courir, de faire du sport en toute sécurité. Et lorsqu'il l'a commercialisé, il y a eu une telle révolte à la fois des gens sur Internet, mais aussi dans les magasins. En fait, les gens qui travaillaient dans ce magasin de sport se sont fait agresser parce que la marque a décidé de commercialiser un hijab de running. Du coup, face à ça, la marque a dû renoncer à la commercialisation de ce produit.
Yeah, you have to realize the context in France and how people are. There are some conservative people crazy about it. In last February, Decathlon, famous sport hall, biggest leader of sports hall in France, they started to sell running hijab, which means some hijab, some veil that was more appropriate for women who want to run. They start to sell this, but then they have suffered hundreds, thousands of angry people who criticized, who called for boycott for Decathlon. Some people have been very aggressive with the Decathlon seller campaign on the social networks against Decathlon. So the sports shop eventually decided to stop selling the running hijab.
They just went crazy. So this is almost a civil rights issue, isn't it?
C'est presque une histoire de droit civique.
Exactement. Et donc, dans un premier temps, les filles, ce qu'elles se sont dit, c'est qu'elles allaient essayer de, de parler de ce qu'elles vivaient au quotidien et essayer de rassembler du monde pour lancer cette campagne pour les droits civiques. Et donc, elles ont décidé d'organiser une course pour la liberté qui a eu lieu au mois de juin, avril. Et cette course a rassemblé près de 50 femmes qui ont couru dans les rues de Grenoble pour justement lancer cette campagne pour les droits civiques et alerter sur ce qu'elles vivent tous les jours.
Yeah, the women realize that nothing will change until they talk, make it public and they ready to fight about it. So they, how they start to organize and they decided to launch what they call a campaign for civil rights for Muslim women. In France, they are first following this story with Decathlon. They started with a small action, which was what they called Race for Liberty, Race for Freedom. It was running 50 Muslim veiled women who gathered and who make a run around the city, ending at City Hall, saying like, "We are French citizens. We have the right. You know, we are free, and we'll fight for our freedom, our rights."
And they were running in Paris. What city was that? They were doing that run in.
C'était dans quelle ville? À Paris? Ou c'était? Ça s'est passé où tout ça?
Ça s'est passé à Grenoble.
In Grenoble? Wow! So this all started in Grenoble, didn't it? Gotcha.
Yeah. In France, you know, Grenoble is famous.
It's the center of the world.
Cradle for revolution, the French Revolution.
This is where people pulled the tiles off the roof and started the French Revolution. I know this story, and this is why the Alliance Citoyenne has been so effective in Grenoble. But we don't want to change the subject from... So you started hearing the story more and more from your members. How did they come to the decision to finally act?
Donc tu dis de partager leurs histoires, comment elles sont arrivées au fait de passer à l'action?
En fait, la course a été vraiment une bonne expérience. Elles se sont senties soutenues, légitimes. Il y a eu une bonne couverture presse. Et en fait, suite à ça, ça leur a donné la confiance. Parce qu'en fait, c'était la première fois en France que des femmes voilées prenaient la parole en public. Parce qu'il y a très peu de personnes qui leur donnent la parole. Et en fait, elles étaient contentes d'avoir cette parole. Et elles se sont dit, en fait, là, c'est bon, on est prêtes. Et on va aller plus loin dans les actions. Et cet été, nous, on veut toutes pouvoir se baigner dans les piscines de Grenoble.
Living from the race, the race and the running for liberty was a good experience because that was something that gave more confidence to the women. The problem in France is that Muslim women, there's a lot of debate, TV shows talking about those Muslim women, but we hardly see one of them on those shows, and there's no public voice, no public figures wearing the veil, but with this race, we have had some TV, regional TV, that were interested in this. So those women were interviewed and some were invited to tell more about what they lived and why they want to stand up. So following this, they decided that, this was the first step, but it was we need next step. So summer was coming. Swimming pools are forbidden for all the Muslim women without any reason, to say this summer there's no way we can access a swimming pool. So we'll fight if needed so that we can access those public equipment just like every other citizens.
And within the Alliance Citoyenne in Grenoble, how did the leadership react to this? Did they support the Muslim women that were part of Leila, your group, or was there a big debate? I mean, how did they come to this decision?
Quel débat y a eu? Est-ce qu'il y a eu un support inconditionnel de la part du conseil et du leadership de l'Alliance de Grenoble, ou est-ce que ça a été un débat important?
Ça a été un débat important dans l'association, parce que c'est des sujets qui clivent toute la société, donc c'est évident que les membres sont aussi le reflet d'une société un peu globale. Donc oui, il y a eu du débat. Finalement, il y a certains membres qui sont partis, et on se dit que parfois il vaut mieux garder des gens mais de qualité qui comprennent en fait pourquoi on se bat, et on se bat pour la liberté de ces femmes, pour la liberté de pouvoir se couvrir, la liberté de pouvoir accompagner ses enfants à la piscine. Et si ces personnes-là, ils peuvent pas comprendre, libre à elles de partir. Mais de manière générale, il y a plutôt eu un soutien, et c'est pour ça que les filles, elles sont organisées au sein de l'Alliance citoyenne, et c'est bien un groupe de l'Alliance qui mène ces actions.
So yes, for sure, like Alliance citoyenne members are citizens, and just like every the other part of the French societies are divided on discussion. So that we had huge debate on this, some very controversial discussion. And there was a majority really agreed to support, but and some minority didn't agree. And among them, some say okay, and some small say no, this we cannot support. We don't want to be part of groups that support this woman while we don't like this religion. So we had a couple of members that who left. This was a debate, like what do we do with this? But the overall decision was like, this is about like fighting for freedom, minority rights, and we shouldn't ever, not any association has ever taken this fight, because everyone fear how controversial it is. So the members, the leadership say, okay, that's if we don't do that, nobody will do that. We're used to controversy. Let's support this and to see how we can make some.
So it's a growing part for the whole Alliance organization in Grenoble. We're talking to Lila Valois, who's an organizer for the Alliance Citoyenne in Grenoble, about her experience organizing Muslim women who were not able to access public facilities. So we've got the story, we got the context, then what happened? What did they decide to do as the weather got hotter and they couldn't get in the swimming pool? What happened next, Adrian and Leila?
Eh ben,
all hell broke loose, didn't it? Okay.
Eh ben, le 17 mai 2019, il y a 5 femmes qui ont décidé d'y aller, de braver l'interdit, de braver la loi et d'aller se baigner malgré l'interdiction pour justement faire évoluer ce règlement intérieur. Et à vrai dire, on a tous passé un beau moment parce que la baignade s'est bien passée. Il n'y a eu aucun problème et ça aussi, ça a été une bonne expérience. Suite à ça, bah, y a d'autres filles qui ont voulu elles aussi se baigner. C'est pour ça qu'un mois plus tard, on a recommencé. Là, on était un peu plus nombreuses. C'était le jour de l'ouverture de la piscine du centre-ville de Grenoble, la piscine d'été. Et là, c'était fou parce qu'en fait, quand elles sont arrivées, les filles, il y avait tout le monde qui applaudissait, qui criait autour de la piscine. Enfin, c'était fou. Enfin, c'était vraiment, on sentait un enthousiasme et il y avait une bonne ambiance. Du coup, là encore, c'était un beau moment.
So, yeah, you, after all this contact, on May 17th, this year, 5 women decided to pray to... to disobey what they find as being an unfair rule that prevent them access to swimming pool and other facilities. They say they were inspired by Rosa Parks or other famous
cities. Rosa Parks, the famous civil rights leader from Birmingham, Alabama, very
yes.
Important in the civil rights struggle. Yes,
they believe that the same that Rosa Parks disobeyed to desegregate the bus. It was forbidden for the black people. They say, well, this equipment, we are denied access, so let's disobey this rule, to contest this rule, to show how unfair it is, and to ask for change. So, to be frank, swimming, those for this time of swimming was just awesome, and that was a great time, like in the swimming pool. That was just huge, and people were crazy about it.
Now, was it just the 5 women, or did Lila jump in too, or what did we do? Did we have anybody with the women, or
yeah,
how did you handle that?
Around the women, there were support groups.
Oh, okay.
It was a mixed group with women, men, Muslim women, non-Muslim women, and all were together swimming, showing that that's the society
we're
that we
okay
want.
We're okay with this. Yeah. Okay.
And this was the first day. So the following this, some women were really excited by this this first action. So they decided, oh, we too wanna disobey. We wanna be part of the party. We wanna join the party. So in end of June, there was the opening day for the big outside swimming pool of Grenoble. So this very day, a new group of women, now it was a group of 35 persons, just entered the pool again, disobeyed the rule another time, and had this great swimming. And you should imagine the atmosphere, which was quite a surprise for us. People were cheering, people were applauding, wow. Saying, because actually in the pool, which is a popular equipment, there's a lot of like people from, you know, Muslim people, people from the neighborhood, those people who can't afford like going to private
public
school.
Swimming pool.
So yeah. They were like, yeah, those are our mother, those are our sister, let's cheers. And that was quite exciting actually.
Now, what was the reaction, Layla? So obviously the members were loving it, but how did the authorities react? I mean, you were breaking the rules, so oh my God. The end of civilization as we know it, right?
Eh ben, effectivement, en sortant de l'eau, on n'a pas été déçus puisque c'est la police municipale qui est venue récupérer les noms de toutes les personnes qui ont participé à l'action. Il faut aussi comprendre que nous, en sortant de la piscine, il y avait trois quarts de CRS pour... pour sécuriser la zone. Donc en fait, on a vu un dispositif vraiment impressionnant de police, alors qu'en réalité, il s'agissait juste d'une heure de baignade. Donc ça a été un peu surprenant.
Yes. The swimming time was interrupted because the police entered the swimming pool.
Were they wearing uniforms? Because I think that's against the rule.
Yeah, but yeah. They did. You know, that's their rule. So they entered the swimming pool with their uniform. We realized when we got that there was three bus of special forces outside of the swimming pool.
Wow!
Like, it was just crazy for
this is dangerous. This is a dangerous crew of swimmers. Huh?
For a dozen of swimming women, like mother of of child.
Wow.
That was crazy.
The end of society as we know it, right?
So yeah, so that was a bit out the end of the story, and we were surprised how harsh was the reaction of the police and the authority who sent them.
Now, was there press or news, or who knew this was happening besides the women and you and the police?
Est-ce qu'il y a eu de la presse ou est-ce qu'il y a des gens à part vous qui avaient suivi ce qui s'est passé?
Du coup, on a été interviewé par la presse locale, puis nationale, puis internationale. En fait, la vidéo qu'on a fait à l'intérieur de la piscine a fait le tour du monde. C'était incroyable. On a reçu énormément de soutien des femmes du monde entier. Et du coup, ça nous a donné vraiment beaucoup d'énergie. Ça a redonné un peu du baume au cœur aux filles parce que c'était pas facile de voir aussi la répression et puis voilà le cyberharcèlement qu'il y a pu avoir. Mais du coup, on s'est laissé aussi porter par les soutiens qui venaient du monde entier et surtout que voilà un regard extérieur international qui montre bien qu'il y a qu'en France qu'il y a un problème parce qu'en fait le burkini il est autorisé partout ailleurs.
There was local press, like in every action, like local groups. We are, you know, we are the direct action group. So each time we ask the local journalists to cover the action. So the journalists did their job, tell the story. But soon after, national press takes the story and publish it. And a couple of days later, it was not only national press, but international media. We had the BBC or CNN or Al Jazeera who called us to know more about what happened this very day in this grown-up swimming pool.
I can tell you it blew up on Twitter because my partner is a Twitter girl. You know, she follows Twitter, and all of a sudden she's saying, they're doing something in Grenoble. This burkini thing is going wild. And I'm saying, I didn't even know we were doing the action from Adrian and Leila. And Beth is saying, look, this Twitter thing is crazy. And then I, you know, reached out for you and wow. Okay, so I didn't mean to interrupt, but this was everywhere. So an international press as well, Adrian.
Yeah, and that was very good because the police and the local authority were very... very negative about this. So women were intimidated. You know, we're talking about like women. It was sometimes the first time that they ever broke the law.
I can imagine.
Ever broke the law, and they just asked for the rights. But then having such support coming, we had message and support from, you know, other country that helped us to realize that, you know, this was right, but France has a problem with this, like accepting its society as with Muslim women part of this society, not as a threat.
We've come to learn that in the age of Trump in the U.S. as well. This Islamophobia thing is just crazy.
And in France, it's
so. How did the authorities act? We're talking to Lila Michel, organizer for Alliance Citoyenne. I'm losing it. Here in Grenoble, France. Did they shut the pool down? I mean, what did they do?
Qu'est-ce qui s'est passé? Qu'est-ce qu'ont fait les autorités? Ils ont fermé la piscine ou qu'est-ce qu'ils ont fait?
En fait, ils ont fermé la piscine. C'est-à-dire que pendant une semaine après l'action, la piscine était fermée et pas accessible. Et quand ils l'ont réouvert, il y avait la police devant toutes les piscines de Grenoble qui fouillait les sacs pour être sûr qu'il n'y ait pas d'autres personnes qui reviennent avec des burkinis baignés.
Yeah, they actually closed down the swimming pool. The mayor strictly condemned this threatening swimming session. And during 1 week, while it was crazy warm, like...
I know y'all had a heat wave. I was talking to you. It was over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, so... And they still closed the pool.
They closed the pool, and even 6 days later, when they're reopening, there was a whole police system, like with police searching the bag to make sure that there's no burkini or any swimming suit in the bag. So that there was a huge queue in front of the swimming pool because there was a special security system to searching the bag to avoid any Muslim woman to swim again.
The reaction has also been difficult. From y'all have gotten some threatening kind of emails and communications that have come both personally and organizationally, haven't you? Some people are really outraged about what we're doing here for civil rights for Muslim women.
Il y a eu des réactions aussi, j'ai entendu dire très négatives, même peut-être des menaces ou des gens qui étaient complètement enragés suite à cette.
Il y a eu des. Déjà, il faut savoir que l'action a été condamnée au plus haut, puisque le gouvernement français, le Premier ministre, s'est exprimé sur cette action. Voilà, on parle de sept femmes qui sont allées se baigner avec toutes les actualités qu'il peut y avoir en France. En fait, la seule occupation qu'il a, c'est de commenter ça. Et sinon, après, effectivement, sur Grenoble, on a reçu des menaces, des lettres avec du caca. Il y a même des membres qui ont reçu des menaces chez elles, alors qu'en fait, on parle de Taous, c'est une mère de 6 enfants. Ça a été très inquiétant. Et du coup, maintenant, on a mis en place un vrai dispositif de sécurité pour justement être sûr que Taous et puis l'association, nous, les organisateurs, on soit en sécurité et qu'on puisse continuer la campagne, quoi qu'il arrive.
The overall reaction was quite disproportionate. We had the Prime Minister of France who goes on TV to condemn this there's enough women swimming
at the national level.
Yeah, and many public authorities who went on the TV to condemn this action. And locally, we receive many letters, insult, threats. Some people send letters with their own sheets saying like, you are shits or whatever, and more.
And I'm sure they blew up your Facebook page.
Obviously, insult and even some members, which was more worrying. For example, some of the leaders, mother of six children, received at her very apartment a letter of threats. Saying like, we know where you live, we're gonna pick you,
wow.
We should better. So you know that's something that quite worrying, and we start to worry about like what security we should imagine if we want to carry on this campaign, because that won't, you know, this can be a campaign that lasts more than a few days.
So I'm sure that the effort was meant to intimidate the women as well. So how did the women who were part of these actions handle all this attack?
Comment les femmes ont réagi à ces intimidations?
À Grenoble, les filles, elles restent fortes. Pour l'instant, elles sont allées chercher du soutien. En fait, elles avaient besoin de sortir de cet isolement. Donc en fait, il y a une grande association française qui s'appelle le Planning Familial qui s'est positionnée publiquement pour les soutenir. Là, il y a des chercheurs pareils connus nationalement. Ils ont signé une tribune. Ils étaient 30 à signer la tribune qui est sortie dans un journal national pour justement les soutenir. Et du coup, ce qui est vraiment intéressant, c'est que finalement, les actions qui se sont passées à Grenoble, ça a donné envie aux filles qui sont à Lyon et qui montent l'Alliance citoyenne à Lyon. Et du coup, là, les filles de Lyon, elles vont bientôt décider de passer à l'action. Donc, on va voir ce qui se passe dans les prochains jours.
Yeah, we were looking at women. Most of the women of the groups were strong-willed women. Still, they following this, what they did was searching for support. And we were lucky enough to find some important association. Like one of the main feminist organization in France. Famous for Planned Parenthood and pro-choice for women, support, give a public release and support that was very condemned. The same, many political say, those feminists are standing with the Islamists. We had also some social researchers that stand with the women. We had some many groups.
So they got some strong support.
So they had some support. What was weird among the political parties, like among the progressist or left party, we have not one party that support, but all the youth organization of those party support. So the young socialists, the young...
The swimmers. Yeah. The young swimmers came out for us.
Whatever, but so there's something about generation, just like if like youth in France is more at ease with this living in a multicultural society than their parents.
That's encouraging. But what happens next? We're running out of time. What's our next steps? I need to know before we end.
So, and this support also gives some idea to others. We've got some women calling up for us from Paris, where there's an alliance groups. There's a groups organizing in Lyon for a couple of weeks. And tomorrow there's an assembly in Lyon. And on the agenda, there's a decision making of maybe for a new swimming session, this time in Lyon.
Well, it won't stop as long as there's water and people are not allowed. At one point, I heard we were doing this frequently on Sundays. Is that still the case?
Yes, we meeting and swimming are all, every Sundays.
Every Sunday, because we're meeting not far from Lyon, and we were told bring our swimming suits if we were going to be here Sunday. So I know we'll be lucky to end the meeting and get home. But if we could, we'd be out there swimming with women. So this has been a wild campaign that none of us could have imagined would have had such long legs and jump so high. But if people wanted to support you or join in some way or send you some help, how would they get in touch with Leah and Adrian and Alliance Citoyenne in Grenoble to support these actions?
So there's a website, alliancecitoyenne.org.
And spell Alliance.
Alliance, Alliance, Citoyenne, which means citizen in French, Citoyen. So alliancecitoyenne.org, where you can support the campaign, have some information about it, and send some money to support. The women are being fined for their action. So, and this is the beginning of this is the beginning of a long struggle.
Et peut-être que bientôt on va lancer un hashtag. Donc il faudra peut-être relayer ce hashtag et je compte bien sur Wade pour le partager. On n'a pas encore la finalité, on va pas tout dévoiler tout de suite, mais en tout cas, je suis sûre que Wade et toutes les organisations de Acorn nous aideront à faire décoller ce hashtag pour que toutes les femmes aillent à la piscine.
Yeah, we are launching a hashtag. And I invite many people just to post some picture of them swimming or others with this hashtag. We don't have the exact thing, so we'll share it widely, like Freedom for Swimmers or whatever.
Well, we'll have to put it on a future show, hashtag whatever, swim for the swimmers. this is the right kind of fight, and we're so proud, both for Acorn and the Alliance Citoyenne, that... our leaders and have stood tall, and the women are supporting this. And Lilith, good job. Adrian, I know this has been an important campaign. This has been Wage World for another week, the world where the other half lives, where we talk about things you've never heard, and as Lucinda Williams sang, things you've never seen and will never forget. Wage World is underwritten by the Darrow Foundation, a progressive force enabling change based in Little Rock, Arkansas. And as the song goes, we say it loud, we say it on the air, we say it on the radio. Until next week, when we'll have another guest, this is Wade Rathke from Wage World. Thank you.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.